Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 12, and we come now to the final greetings. And I'll call this final greetings part 1, because there is some more to come. With the help of Silas, Silvanus, whom I regard as a faithful brother, he is a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging, exhorting you, and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 12. These closing remarks. Note the tone, the pitch here. Mutual, with the help of Silas. It's not a one-man band. I'm writing this, but Silas is with me. Silvanus is my strength and encouragement in this work. I regard him as a faithful brother. He's faithful, he's loyal, he's with me, he's trusting, he's encouraging to me. And that's how I've been able to write. My brothers and sisters, some of us perhaps can't preach, but we can encourage others who do preach. Perhaps we can't preach in the normal, usual sense, I mean, standing before a congregation. Maybe we're not good at writing, but we can encourage others who do try to write. We can be encouragers. How important this is. This Silvanus, this faithful brother, helping this man, this, you might say, this great apostle. That would be, I don't think he would like that kind of terminology, but this man to write. I have written to you briefly. And what have I written to you for? Just to chit-chat and general gossip. No, I want to encourage you. This word is exhort. It's parakletos, it's calling alongside, it's the Holy Spirit is the paraclete. And it's got the sense here of putting backbone into you. It's not just sugar putting his arm around them and saying, now, all be well. It's putting backbone into them. Stand fast, stand firm. Fight the good fight. Now, you're going to suffer, but stand up to it. You're going to meet troubles and opposition. But the glorious hope is coming. The day is dawning. The resurrection, the kingdom, it's all there. Come on. Stand fast. This faithful brother. These are vital, important things. We need faithful brethren around us to encourage us. We're all weak. We're all feeble. We all need encouragement. Encouraging and testifying the true grace of God. Proclaiming it. Yes, you've heard it preached over and over again. You read it for yourself. You hear about these things. But I'm making my voice known. This is the true grace of God. It's not a one-man band writing here. It's not rank. Christendom has ruined this. It's the ruination of all this. This hierarchy. These men are helping each other. And his letter is meant to help. And that they can then help. And mutually encourage and serve and be a blessing to each other. As I say, it's backbone. It's not sugar, it's vinegar, if you like. It's the true grace of God that has to be put to this people. And stand fast, firm, fixed. None of this drifting like a pinball down through the pins. Not just drifting through life. Not just moving about in any aimless way. Have a purpose, a fixed stance in this grace, the grace of God, the grace of the true and living God, the true grace of God. Not these false gospels. Judaizers were about taking them away into a false gospel. Pagans were about. John had to face men called Gnostics. Jude had to face these people. These people are taking the saints away, sneaking into the churches, into the ecclesia, and bringing them down. And Peter is writing, stand fast. Stand fast in it. Don't go into paganism. Don't go into Judaism. Keep to Christ, the grace of Christ, from beginning to end. What a way to write. What an encourager is this. Praise God for the Silvanuses, for the Peters, and for these unknown brothers and sisters who were mutually encouraging each other to stand fast and firm in the Lord. I hope these little discourses will be doing that for you, brother and sister. Amen.